Continuing on, and we will be concluding with this recording both the third chapter of Makos and, as a result, the tractate of Makos as a whole. You will recall from our previous recording that we were in a sort of agadic mode, a sort of more theological mode, talking about the value of a mitzvah and the value of an aveira and of a transgression, and how if performing one transgression can lead to kares, to having spiritual excision, a kind of spiritual death, then even performing one mitzvah can sort of give it, be a rebirth, a restoring of one's soul. The next line would seem to be a continuation of that, because it's introduced with the word ha, which often implies a sort of derivation from what was just said, but we'll see that the content actually maybe stands alone. So here it goes. Ha, kol ha-yoshev v'lo avar aveira. Therefore, anyone who sits and does not transgress a transgression, nos nin lo schar ka'osa mitzvah. They are given reward as if they have done a mitzvah. That is to say, it's not necessary only to perform mitzvos, but actually there's value, even just abstaining from problematic acts, that is itself like one has done a mitzvah. This doesn't actually follow naturally from what we saw in the previous recording, in the first half of this Mishnah, but we can see how it's related. We're talking about the sort of value of different kinds of acts that might seem very minor, right? Simply abstaining from a transgression might not seem like that big a deal, but we are being told here that actually it can be a very big deal. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Shimon the son of Rabbi, says, Harei Omer, behold, it says in Deuteronomy chapter 12, Rak chazak levilti echol hadam, ki adam hu hanefesh. Just be very careful that you not eat the blood of an animal, because the blood is a soul. This is a prohibition that appears multiple times in the Torah, that we are not allowed to eat the blood of an animal. This is the source for salting meat to make it kosher. And now Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe goes on to interpret this verse. Umaim hadam, shenafsho shel adam katza mimenu. And if, regarding blood, that a person's soul recoils from it, I find the idea of eating blood disgusting. And Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe assumes that everyone finds that disgusting. If that's the case, and nonetheless, haporesh mimenu mikabel sachar, and nonetheless, someone who divorces themselves, separates themselves from eating blood, receives reward, right? That's a transgression to eat the blood. And if you abstain from it, we just said, well, then you're going to get a reward as if you did a mitzvah. And that's a reward for doing something that no one wants to do. No one wants to eat blood. Well, if that's the case, then gezel the arayos, shenafsho shel adam misavelahen umechamdatan, then theft and sexual impropriety, that the soul of a person desires them and lusts after them. Haporish mehen al achas kamavachama sheyizke lo uledorosav, uledoros dorosav, adsof koladoros. How much more so will a person who abstains from these things merit for themselves and for their generations and for the generations of their generations until the very end of all the generations? That's to say, if abstaining from something that nobody wants anyway is an amazing thing and you don't get punished for it, and you get great reward for abstaining from this thing that nobody actually wants, well, then all the more so when you abstain from something that is actually quite desirable, but nonetheless, which the Torah tells us is actually problematic, then all the more so one will receive great reward for that. This leads us into the final, very brief Mishnah of the chapter. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia Omer, Rabbi Hananya, son of Akashia, says, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. The Blessed Holiness wanted to give merit to the Jewish people. Lefichach hirba lehem Torah u'mitzvos. Therefore, God made great for the Jewish people Torah and mitzvos. There are lots of mitzvos. Why? Because God wants to give us lots and lots of merit. Shneamar, as it is stated in the book of Isaiah, Hashem chafetz laman tzidko, God desires for the sake of God's righteousness, yagdil Torah v'yadir. God makes the Torah great, God is magdil the Torah, and God makes the Torah mighty. It is adir, it is glorious. And this mission actually is a mission that is very commonly recited in liturgical settings. Very often when we learn Torah and want to recite Kaddish Derabbanan, a Kaddish at the end of that learning, people will recite this short mission at the end, sort of encapsulates the beauty of Torah, that there's so much of it, that it gives us much more opportunity to learn and to perform and to do right. There's also a way in which Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha's statement is almost like a response to, if you know anything about Pauline Christianity, to Paul's theology, right? Paul, one of his arguments about a century and a half earlier than the Mishnah, was that the Torah is too great, one can't live under it, and that's why Judaism, as he is often understood, is a failed project. And this Mishnah, I'm not saying it actually is responding to Paul, although perhaps it is, but you could imagine responding to that kind of idea, saying, no, it's not that the Torah is so great that it's overwhelming, it's that the Torah is so great that it gives you endless opportunities to fulfill Torah, to learn Torah. And so we should all be blessed, in the spirit of Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, to take advantage of the fullness of Torah, and to find our opening somewhere in any of those many, many mitzvahs that it gives us to find our place to learn and to perform.